Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9, a service of Midwest Communications, now presents Wausau East Hockey. Coverage of East Hockey is brought to you by Brainerd Funeral Home, Mallory and Zimmerman Attorneys at Law, Glen Ray Radiators, Covantage Credit Union, Bonin Joint Center, DeVorney Orthodontics, Ministry Healthcare, Country Fresh Meats, Cloverbelt Credit Union, Coons Hearing Center, Intercity State Bank, Marshfield Clinic, The Hearing House, and Young's Pharmacy. Now with the play-by-play, Tom King.
Well, good evening and welcome to Marathon Park and high school hockey, where tonight the Wausau East Lumberjacks take on Wisconsin Rapids in a makeup game, a game that was postponed because of the severely cold weather we had a while back. So the two teams are here tonight to square off in one of the few games going on around the state of Wisconsin tonight. And it's going to be a tough matchup for the Lumberjacks as they take on a Wisconsin Rapids team coming in at 13-1. The only loss for Rapids so far this season was to Wausau West by a score of 5-3. But other than that, the Raiders have run the table, and they should be a tough test for the Lumberjacks here tonight, who are scuffling a bit. They are 5-6-1 now on the season after a tough loss on Saturday night up in Minocqua to the Lakeland Thunderbirds. 5-1 the final, and a game that found East in penalty situations for most of the game, especially the second and third periods. The Lumberjacks were in the box a lot and had to kill off penalties. Didn't do a very good job of it as they gave up 4 power play goals in that game on Saturday night. So they will try to fix that here tonight. And hopefully it will be a better result, at least maybe keeping this game competitive and giving them a chance in a low-scoring game at the end. But it's going to be tough to slow down this Wisconsin Rapids team, who has really been good this year. As we said, just the one blemish on their record so far. And they are ranked 5th in the latest Wisconsin Prep Hockey poll. Wausau West ranked 2nd behind Green Bay Notre Dame. Despite the 8-3 record for the Warriors, they, of course, play one of the tougher schedules, if not the toughest schedule, in the state of Wisconsin. And the rankings take that into effect as they are 2nd in this week's rankings. Wisconsin Rapids is 5th. Green Bay Notre Dame holding down the top spot. Antigo from the Great Northern Conference also in the top 10, along with Northland Pines. So the northern part of the state well represented in the high school boys hockey rankings so far this season. We'll take a timeout, come back, and talk about the starting lineups and also get set to go. It's the Lumberjacks and Wisconsin Rapids in Wisconsin Valley Conference Hockey coming up here on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
What would you do with an extra $100? That's right, an extra $100. A Big Ben right in your pocket just for refinancing your vehicle at Cloverbelt Credit Union. But that's not all. With CCU's great rates, you'll save big bucks over the life of the loan when you refinance your vehicle. Cars, trucks, SUVs, if you owe more than $8,000 on your vehicle, stop in or call a refinancing specialist at Cloverbelt Credit Union. Even if you have less than perfect credit, no worries. CCU can help. We understand that there are events in life that can affect your credit. Our refinancing specialists are here to work with you to look at your situation and explore refinancing options. Chances are good that you'll be saving money when you refinance with a CCU great rate loan, and you'll receive $100 just for making the switch. Great rates, great service, and $100. What are you waiting for? Stop in, log in, or call Clover Belt Credit Union today. Offer applies to vehicle loans of at least $8,000 not currently financed at CCU.
Intercity State Bank has been serving the community since 1952 with financing for homes, vehicles, and business. Establishing a banking relationship with a local bank comes with peace of mind and convenience. Banking locally with people you know is a comfortable feeling. It's all about banking relationships, building community. At Intercity, our most popular checking is fee-free. And when it comes to home loans, people love the convenience of working with Intercity's lending experts. Our lenders are local people you know. The lending decisions are made locally, and our fixed-rate mortgages are serviced locally. It's a great way to bank. Whether you're purchasing a home, building, remodeling, or refinancing your home, Intercity is here to help. Put the expertise of our lenders to work for you. I'm Randy Balk, president of Intercity State Bank, inviting you to come bank with us, with locations in Wausau, Schofield, and Weston.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 433-884.
You know a good teammate when you see one. Hardworking, reliable, and most of all, someone who knows that success is best achieved when people work together. At Ministry Medical Group and Ministry St. Clair's Hospital, we work with all of our patients as a team to make the best decisions for their health. That's why we're proud to sponsor Wausau East Lumberjacks Sports, because the world needs more great teams. Get to know us better at ministryhealth.org. Ministry Healthcare. Knowing you better means treating you better.
If it's lunchtime, it's Country Fresh time at Country Fresh Meats in Weston. Try a Country Fresh Philly steak, a BLT made with that thick Country Fresh Meats bacon, a Country Fresh Chicken Ranch sandwich, or an award-winning Country Fresh brat made with natural hormone and chemical-free meat, the way it ought to be. Make lunchtime Country Fresh time at Country Fresh Meats, serving lunch from 10 to 2, just off exit 177 on the corner of 29 and J in Weston. Call ahead or order takeout at 715-359-1311.
Fox Sports Radio.
Tom King back here at Marathon Park, getting set for high school hockey tonight. Wisconsin Rapids and Wausau East coming up. Let's take a look at the starting lineups. First of all, for Wisconsin Rapids, in goal will be 5'9", 140-pound senior Tyler Gilbert. The defenseman to start tonight, Grant Sharmer, a 5'11", 190-pound junior, and Casey Esselman, a 5'10", 180-pound junior. And the starting line, Luke Kreuzer, 5'10", 140-pound junior. Caleb Shorer, a 5'9", 150-pound senior. And Matt Edwards, 5'9", 160-pound senior for head coach Pat McDonald, assisted by Jeff Gunderson, Mike Schindler, and Brian Cole. For the Lumberjacks, in goal will be Ian Corbett, 5'9", 195-pound senior. The defenseman to start tonight, Sam Romanski, 6'3", 200-pound junior, and Trevor Holcomb, 5'10", 160-pound junior. And the starting line tonight, Andy Cravens, 6'3", 200-pound junior, Eric Schumacher, 5'10", 135-pound senior, and Cody Krasowski, 5'11", 165-pound junior. For co-head coaches Dean Rasmussen and Mike Polkinen, assisted by Greg Levinsky and Mark LaCrosse. This is the start of a busy week for high school sports here on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9. Coming up tomorrow night, it will be a triple header of basketball for you, beginning with the East and West girls and boys from the East Gym. Pre-game show at 5:45, and the tip for the girls game at 6, the boys game to follow. And then it'll be DC Everest boys basketball as the third game of our triple header as they take on the Spash Panthers tomorrow night. Thursday night, it's the annual Kuhlman Cup game here at Marathon Park. East and West will square off for the second time this season. That'll be the only game of the night, and it will be live, 6:45. We're at 7 o'clock pregame, 7:15 for the start of that one. And then Friday night, on a doubleheader of action in basketball and hockey. First up, it will be the East boys basketball team taking on Stevens Point on the road. And then DC Everest Hockey as they host Sun Prairie. The Lumberjacks will take on Sun Prairie in hockey on Saturday afternoon here at Marathon Park. A 1:45 pregame with the puck dropping at 2 on Saturday afternoon. The Lumberjacks, if you look at their schedule, playing a few home games here for hockey, and then they're going to finish up on the road. They've got, as we said, home games coming up against West on Thursday, Sun Prairie on Saturday, and then next week they've got home games with Northland Pines and Merrill, and then starting February 1st, they will finish the season with 5 road games. Tomahawk, Stevens Point, Pacelli, Marshfield, Wisconsin Rapids, and Black River Falls before the tournament will start in mid-February. Lumberjacks, as we said, coming in with a record of 5-6-1, and Wisconsin Rapids coming in with a record of 13-1 on the season. As we mentioned, their only loss was to Wausau West. That was back on January 9th in Wisconsin Rapids, 5-3 the final. Otherwise, they have run the table, and they have scored a lot of goals doing it. If you look at their scores, 8-2, 6-3, 8-1, 4-0, 8-2, 8-0, 8-0, 8-0. Yikes, 7-4, 8-1, 9-0. I mean, they're scoring a lot of goals, and the East defense is really going to have their hands full, along with goalie Ian Corbett tonight with this Rapid squad. They're coming off a win on Saturday against Fond du Lac, 6-0 the final in that one. Lumberjack Hockey is brought to you in part by Easy Living Management, the longest-running rental management company in the area. Let Easy Living Management make managing your rental property easy. And also by CoVantage Credit Union. You step into more cash with a car loan from CoVantage Credit Union. We'll take a timeout, come back, and get ready to go here. It'll be the Lumberjacks and Wisconsin Rapids High School Hockey on the way here on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
Accidents happen as quickly as one wrong step. Get your foot in the door faster at Bone and Joint Walk-In Care. You can see an orthopedic specialist right away. No appointment or referral needed. It's less expensive than an ER visit, and most insurance plans are accepted. Bone and Joint Walk-In Care. The right care, right away. Learn more at bonejoint.net.
Do you own rental units but are growing tired of dealing with tenant problems day and night? Stop stressing and take it easy with Easy Living Management. Easy Living Management will handle your property's upkeep and repair, handle rental invoices and rent collection, advertise and show your property to future renters, and execute the lease. They'll deal with any problems 24/7, 365. Take the stress out of renting and take it easy with Easy Living Management, the longest-running property management company in central Wisconsin. Call today or visit Easy Living Management.
Hey America, we need to have a little talk. We've got more food in our country than we know what to do with. Food at the grocery store and food in the vending machines, fast food, health food, and seafood. We've got so much food that anything people don't buy, we just throw out. Yet 17 million kids in America struggle with hunger. That ain't right. Luckily, the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks has volunteers gathering excess food and getting it to hungry kids. They're kind of like food angels. Yeah, I made that up. It's kind of catchy. Hello, people. This isn't rocket science. We could solve hunger today. To start, become a food angel yourself by supporting Feeding America and your local food bank at feedingamerica.org. We can't do it without your help.
To help solve hunger in central Wisconsin, contact Feeding America Eastern Wisconsin or visit feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
What would you do with an extra $100? That's right, an extra $100. A Big Ben right in your pocket just for refinancing your vehicle at Cloverbelt Credit Union. But that's not all. With CCU's great rates, you'll save big bucks over the life of the loan when you refinance your vehicle. Cars, trucks, SUVs. If you owe more than $8,000 on your vehicle, stop in or call a refinancing specialist at Cloverbelt Credit Union. Even if you have less than perfect credit, no worries. CCU can help. We understand that there are events in life that can affect your credit. Our refinancing specialists are here to work with you to look at your situation and explore refinancing options. Chances are good that you'll be saving money when you refinance with a CCU great rate loan, and you'll receive $100 just for making the switch. Great rates, great service, and $100. What are you waiting for? Stop in, log in, or call Clover Belt Credit Union today. Offer applies to vehicle loans of at least $8,000 not currently financed at CCU.
We are Buckmore.
Tom King back here at Marathon Park as we're just about set to go. A couple of minutes while they do the introductions and the national anthem. And we'll get going here with this one. The Lumberjacks have dropped 3 out of 4 here in the month of January. They got a win over Marshfield back on Monday the 13th, but have lost Everest, Stevens Point, and Lakeland. Lakeland, the last loss on Saturday night, 5-1. And we'll talk about that game with Coach Dean Rasmussen during our first intermission. It was a tough game all around. The Lumberjacks got an early lead, but then all of a sudden the penalty bug bit them hard on Saturday night. Some calls legitimate, some were dubious. It was not a well-officiated game by any stretch of the imagination, and the Lumberjacks played into that, got a little frustrated, and paid the price, and were shorthanded for most of the second and third periods, and ended up giving up a bunch of power play goals and losing that game 5-1. Hopefully they'll be able to keep their frustrations intact here tonight. We've got, I think, a more qualified officiating crew on the ice tonight and shouldn't be the problems that we had on Saturday. But we'll see what happens here tonight in just a few moments. Lumberjack Hockey is brought to you in part by Mallory and Zimmerman, proud supporters of local high school sports, wishing all of the area athletes a successful season, and also by Brainerd Funeral Home, helping people celebrate lives past with personalized funeral services. Brainerd Funeral Home supporting Lumberjack sports. Take a look at those rankings we talked about. Wisconsin Prep Hockey, the website, puts out the rankings every week. And this week's rankings, I haven't seen actually the new ones, maybe came out today. I should have double-checked that. These are from last week. Green Bay Notre Dame still holding down the top spot, unbeaten. Wausau West second, then Verona, Eau Claire Memorial, Wisconsin Rapids, Northland Pines, Hudson, Antigo, Waukesha, and University School. The girls' rankings have Bay Area at the top spot with the Central Wisconsin Storm right behind. Record of 13-3-1 going into this week, this past week's play. And so they are ranked second in the state of Wisconsin at this point. Wisconsin Rapids, 13-1 on the season and averaging 7 goals per game. I mean, that when you think about that, that's incredible against some pretty good competition. And so the Lumberjacks, as we mentioned, will have their hands full here tonight. And it looks like they've got a short bench tonight, even shorter than usual the way it looks. There were a couple of injuries on Saturday, but I didn't think any of them were serious enough to keep guys out of the lineup. But we'll double-check and see if there's anybody not suited up that should be. But it looks like a shorter bench than normal here tonight for the Lumberjacks. All right, we'll take one more timeout, and when we come back, we'll get set to drop the puck. It's East Hockey, Wisconsin Rapids, coming back here on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
You know a good teammate when you see one. Hardworking, reliable, and most of all, someone who knows that success is best achieved when people work together. At Ministry Medical Group and Ministry St. Clair's Hospital, we work with all of our patients as a team to make the best decisions for their health. That's why we're proud to sponsor Wausau East Lumberjacks Sports, because the world needs more great teams. Get to know us better at ministryhealth.org. Ministry Healthcare. Knowing you better means treating you better.
So I'm a cat, and I just moved in with this new human, and she's got this little toy she's always playing with all day long. Tap, 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 bloop, bloop. She can't put it down. There it is. Oh, and get this. She even talks to it. Last week, she asked it for Chinese. And guess what? Egg rolls showed up. Like magic. Humans have cool toys.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Behind every successful business is a solid banking relationship. Hi, I'm Randy Balk, president of InterCity State Bank. Whether you're a startup or established business, InterCity welcomes the opportunity to work with you. We're here to help evaluate the needs for growing your business with financing options for equipment, working capital, and expansion projects. InterCity's business services include remote draft capture, real-time online access, and a variety of online business banking services to enhance the management of your finances. It's part of the InterCity commitment to helping business succeed. Banking relationships, building community. If it's time to explore a new banking relationship for your business, give us a call. We are open for business lending. We are InterCity State Bank, providing financing for commercial, small business, and municipal projects with offices in Wausau, Schofield, and Weston.
Member FDIC, NMLS number 433-884.
Hey, Mom, look what I learned in gymnastics. Ow!
Your little gymnast straining for success? We can get her in shape and back on her feet faster at Bone & Joint Walk-In Care. Whether it's muscle strains, fractures, or sprains, we've got it covered. You can see an orthopedic specialist right away. No appointment or referral needed. It's less expensive than an ER visit, and most insurance plans are accepted. Bone & Joint Walk-In Care. The right care, right away. Learn more at bonejoint.net.
Fox Sports Radio.
And we're back here at Marathon Park. The national anthem has concluded, and we are set to go. Lumberjacks are in white tonight with the black and red trim. Wisconsin Rapids is in red with the white trim. So let's see what happens here tonight with this one. Lumberjacks with a tall order trying to slow down this high-powered Wisconsin Rapids squad. Nobody's been able to do it this year except for the Wausau West Warriors. East will see West in the Kuhlman Cup game on Thursday night here at Marathon Park, and we'll have that game live for you as well right here on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9. And a reminder once again, tomorrow night, triple-header basketball, including West and East. Girls and boys hoops beginning at 6 o'clock from the East Gym. All right, it's going to be what these coaches describe, at least originally, as the grind line. They've been able to score some goals, though, this year. Eric Schumacher, Cody Krasowski, and Andy Cravens, they're going to be out there trying to be a little physical with this high-powered number one line for Wisconsin Rapids and see if they can slow them down a little bit. Puck is slapped to the far boards off the faceoff. Rapids is going to dump it in and give chase. They have it in the corner, centering pass. That's deflected, didn't get through. Now it's behind the net. Battle for it back there. Rapids looks to center it. Instead, the Lumberjacks keep it tied up there. Now it's set behind the net. Cedric passes in front. That's knocked away to the near boards. Rapids keeps it in behind the net. And they're going to cycle it down into the corner, the near corner. Battle for it along the near boards. Lumberjacks trying to dig it out of there and clear the zone. And they can't get it out. Comes out to the blue line, held in. Big slapper. That got through and directed to the corner by Corbett. Now the Lumberjacks are able to slap it out of the zone, but only to center ice. Rapids will dump it back in and get a partial change. Lumberjacks have it. They look to break it out. Can't get it out. Held into the zone and knocked down into the corner. That's Dan Overfelt out there now for Wisconsin Rapids. There's a pass that gets knocked to the corner again by Cravens. East hasn't been able to get a change here. And they need to get one. This line has been out there for a long time. Now they get it out of the zone. They're going to try to get a partial change here. As the puck gets sent into the zone again, Romanski's going to grab it for East. Send it off to Gabe McGinnity. McGinnity's going to carry it out. Lumberjacks get it to center ice and will dump it in. McGinnity got dumped down hard after he got rid of the puck. It's loose behind the Rapids net. Now held in the zone nicely by the Lumberjacks. Slides to the corner. Nobody there to get it but a Wisconsin Rapids player. They're pretty quick. You can see that right now. Puck comes weird off the boards, almost in front of the net. Cedric pass, they got a man. Oh, it goes off the pipe. And it goes knocked to the corner. Lumberjacks with a great opportunity right there. As Rapids turned it over, they got a nice centering pass, and the shot went under the leg of the goaltender Gilbert and hit the pipe. Lumberjacks knock it into the zone, where it's grabbed by Wisconsin Rapids, and they knock it out. He's trying to get it in deep. Landon Daniel misfired on that. And here comes Rapids back the other way, but they want to get a change. Lumberjacks are going to get to center ice and dump it in. They're going to change it up. Coming in on the forecheck was Nick DeVorney, but Rapids will break it out and get it out of the zone cross ice. Austin Cummings has to hurry up, and he ties up the skater there. Nice job by Cummings. He tries to clear it. It gets knocked to the near boards. Rapids able to hold it in, but then grabbed by the Lumberjacks, sent out by Trevor Holcomb. Puck slides across center ice, and Rapids will knock it back the other way. Romanski will run it down for the Lumberjacks in his own zone. East had the first quality scoring chance of the night here so far. Rapids now, though, has it in the zone. Walking it in from the blue line. There's a shot. Pops up in the air. Down in front. And a centering pass, and now we're going to get a whistle, and either a penalty or the net came off. Looks like the net came off is what they're going to call here. A wild scramble in front. The Rapids defenseman shot that puck high on purpose, trying to get a deflection. It did deflect up and came down in front. But Rapids could not get a stick on it and knock it in. And the faceoff will come to the right of Ian Corbett. No score. 14:07 to play here, first period. New scoreboard here at Marathon Park tonight. They were feverishly trying to figure out how to work it. There probably hasn't been a new scoreboard here in 30 years. East breaks it out after winning the faceoff, and they're going to dump it in. McGinnity will give chase. Rapids will grab it and send it around the boards. Lumberjacks trying to hold it in, and they will. Landon Daniel able to hold his own. Holcomb knocks it in and will skate back to the blue line. Comes in front, out to the point. Holcomb can't hold his own, and now Rapids almost had a breakaway, but Holcomb is able to get a stick on it, and East is able to dump it back in. Rapids tries to break it out again, and they will, as the Lumberjacks were changing their defensemen. The Raiders are just going to dump it in from the red line and get a partial change here. East grabs the puck behind their own net. Centering pass in front, in the slot, turn, shot, they've got a man and a goal! And boy, was that a thing of beauty right there. I don't know if he was trying to pass it or shoot it, but the pass came right on the stick to one of the Rapids players, and they got it past Corbett for the first goal of the game. And it's 1-0 Wisconsin Rapids. Just that quick. Lumberjacks couldn't clear the zone. Rapids put it on net. A twisting shot from the high slot. And then popped in by a man on the back door. And the Raiders have the lead here 1-0. Puck loose at center ice after the faceoff. And the Raiders will shoot it in again. You can just see why they're 13-1. They are very fast. East will grab this loose puck and carry it out. Get the pass ahead. Goes off the stick of Krasowski and into the zone. Lumberjacks trying to hold it. Puck slid toward the Rapids net behind it. And the Raiders look to break it out. Puck pops up toward the center ice area. And then Rapids able to clear the zone. And they get the pass ahead into the East defensive zone. Running it down there was Jack Knuckles sends it off, and now we're going to get a whistle, and we're going to have offside. Are we going to have a penalty here? No, it's going to be offside against Wisconsin Rapids. And the faceoff comes just outside the East Blue Line. 12:37 to play, first period, 1-0 Wisconsin Rapids. As you heard, they're averaging over 7 goals a game. Puck knocked in by Rapids again, centering pass. That deflects, it's still in front, and now cleared out to the back boards. They send it behind the net, Sam Romanski. He's going to try to carry it out, instead taken away. Rapids quickly back the other way. Centering pass, and that's intercepted by DeVorney, but he can't clear it. And it's dumped back in. Romanski has it taken away from him along the board. Centering pass, and another goal. Centering pass, and Rapids able to score again. They're not getting bodies on the guys in front. And when Romanski got that one taken away from him off the back boards, the centering pass, they had a man right there ready to slap it in, and it's 2-0 Wisconsin Rapids. So after a pretty good 4 minutes, first 4 minutes, the last minute and a half, 2 minutes has been all Wisconsin Rapids. 2-0 Raiders. And they're going to throw it in from center ice again and give chase. Landon Dano will slap it to the far boards. And he's able to clear it out. Luke Kreuzer gets the goal for Rapids that time. Now he's able to clear the zone. Cross ice pass tipped in by Andrew Dano. And East will give chase. Rapids chases it down behind their own net. Breakout pass is interrupted by McGinnity. Now it's sent over to the far boards and held in for a moment by Piscula. Rapids defenseman will grab it and send it back the other way. Nick Piscula out there on defense right now for East. Rapids will send it into the zone again. Jack Knuckles will run it down in the corner and send the pass ahead to Andy Cravens. Cravens will skate it ahead. Gets to center ice. Into the zone with it. Poke checked away from him, and Rapids quickly back the other way. Clears it out. Romanski will slap it back the other way. Cravens at center ice will look. Fan on the shot. The puck is just sitting there loose. Cravens flicks the pass ahead. Now Krasowski will throw it in. And come in on the forecheck. Rapids sends it all along the board. Stepping up and trying to hold the zone with Romanski. And instead it comes out. Holcomb will run it down for East. Pass it the other way. Nice pass to Schumacher. Schumacher, poke checked away from him at center ice near the near boards. Penalty coming against the Lumberjacks. Delayed call. Rapids still has the puck. And now it's touched up and we'll get the penalty. Oh, and it's going to be a head contact penalty against East. So the Lumberjack penalty killers will get back to work here. East Hockey is brought to you in part by Glenray Radiators, where quality and service go hand in hand at Glenray Radiators, serving the community since 1964 on Wausau's northeast side. Penalty's going to go against Andy Cravens. 2 minutes for head contact on a check along the near boards. Faceoff comes to the corner. Now out to the point. Rapids has it. They get it out on top. Looking, now down along the midboards. Skating it in, now down below. Skating it behind the net. Lumberjacks able to grab it. Can they get it out? No, it comes back out to the point. Held in, though, by Preston Witt. Rapids controls it. Now to the point it comes. Back down low to the corner. They circle, look, down low. Centering pass, knocked away by the Lumberjacks. Back behind the net again. They still can't clear it, though. Rapids still has it in the zone. Out on top, Cole Schmidt at the blue line. Here's a thrown-in shot from a tough angle. Cleared away for a moment. Now the Lumberjacks will have it. Can they clear it? Yeah, they will. Out to center ice. They're going to get a partial change. We're going to get a whistle and a penalty coming against Wisconsin Rapids. It's going to be a holding call against Rapids, so that'll be 4-on-4 hockey here now. And then East will get about a minute of power play time. A minute two remaining in the Lumberjack penalty. So we've got 4-on-4 hockey here, and East will get an offensive zone faceoff. Rapids will win it. But East holds his own. McGinnity throws it at the net. Gilbert directs that one to the corner. Puck comes behind the net. Rapids will grab it, and they'll look to skate it out. Long pass ahead. Bouncing pass. Jack Knuckles retreats and grabs that. Passes ahead. Devorney can't handle it. Now Rapids controls it. Tries to carry it into the zone. McGinnity sends it back to Knuckles. To Skula, clears it to the corner. Puck comes out to the point. Rapids sends it back down behind the East net. They get it out to the point. There's a shot thrown in. Deflects off a shin guard to the corner. Battle for it there. Out to the point. Big slapper. And a goal. Corbett got a stick on that and it deflects in. From the point by Schmidt. And an even strength goal 4-on-4 makes the score now 3-0 Wisconsin Rapids. And they are on their way again. East will get a minute 12 power play here now, though, as that Lumberjack penalty will be finished up on the score. Or excuse me, it will not because it's 4-on-4. That was an even strength goal. So it remains 4-on-4 for about another 14 seconds. Puck slid into the zone by the Lumberjacks. Landon Daniel in on the forecheck. Harassing the night. Rapids player gets the steal. Centering pass off the back of the net. Now both Landon and Andrew Daniel are down low. They didn't have anybody in front. Rapids is able to send that one the length of the ice as it's a penalty situation now. And a power play for East. They got about 45 seconds of power play time here. Trevor Holcomb's going to send it ahead. Knocked away at the blue line, though. Rapids will control it and then send it all the way to the length of the ice. You can just tell that this Rapids squad is very polished. They pass very crisply. They know where the other guys on the ice are going to be. And you can understand, after watching them just for a few minutes here, why they're 13-1. East will carry it in the zone. It rolls in front, but it's grabbed there by a Rapids defenseman and sent back down the other end. Just 12 seconds remaining in the man advantage for the Lumberjacks. Cross-ice pass, and that's intercepted. Rapids misfires on the send-in attempt, and now the defenseman will grab it and carry it ahead. Penalty's over, both teams full strength. And Rapids on the attack again behind the East net. Puck slides to the far corner. Battle down there. Romanski got away with one right there as he leveled one of the Rapids players in the corner. Here comes East back the other way. Dumping it in is Andrew Daniel. They're going to get a change here, so Rapids will run down the loose puck. They are going 100 miles an hour all the time here. And now they carry it into the zone. Lumberjacks able to send it back out, and Rapids will dump it right back in. Piscula will grab it for East. They got a man. They didn't get him the puck. They had a chance as Cummings was all alone on the far boards as Rapids was getting a change, but they didn't get him the puck. Battle at center ice. And dumped in by Wisconsin Rapids again. They control it. Centering pass. And once again, East can't clear it. Now they will. Shot put in that went wide and carrying it out of the zone. And in is Jack Knuckles. He gets taken down hard. And Rapids will clear it. Here they come back the other way. East able to clear it out to center ice once again. Rapids dumps it in. They had to tag up, so Romanski will send a long pass ahead. Goes off the skate of DeVorney. And now Ben Feck will come in. Had it taken away, and Rapids will look to break it out. Romanski holds it in for a moment. Cummings tried to hold it in, couldn't. And Rapids gets it out and will dump it into the zone. Goes down into the corner. 5:41 to play here, first period. 3-0 Wisconsin Rapids. They're on the attack. Romanski tries to clear it and misfired. Puck stays in the zone. He stays with it, though, and now we'll skate it out. He's got some room, and we'll skate it ahead, get to center ice, and throw it in. He'll skate off after a long shift. Andy Craven's in on the forecheck here. Lumberjacks held the zone for a moment. Now Rapids will get it out. Pass intercepted at center ice by Cody Krasowski. Cravens will send it the other way. And Rapids will once again attack into the zone. Into the slot, making a move. Now skating it around, circling, centering. Down in the corner again. Centering, man in the slot, poked away from him for a moment behind the net. comes down to the point now. Thrown toward the net. Deflects. It's in front. Corbett's down. And a scrum in front of the net. Now it's knocked to the corner. Lumberjacks got lucky right there. And now East will try to get it out, and they will. Rapids will dump it in, and they'll get a change here. Jack Knuckles be battling behind the East net, trying to get a stick on it. Still battling back there, and now East will come away with it. Holcomb sends it off the boards and out. Rapids will send it right back in. Knuckles, long pass ahead. Intercepted at center ice by Casey Esselman, but he gets caught in offside, and the faceoff will come outside the zone. 4:08 to play here, first period, 3-0 Wisconsin Rapids. Faceoff coming just outside the East blue line here. And one of the officials had to pick up a lost mouth guard. It's funny, the mouth guards, they fall out occasionally because the kids really don't wear them in their mouth the way they're supposed to be worn. They just chew on the end of them, and they fall out when they get hit. And they'll just pick them up and put them right back in their mouths. Face off, and the Rapids will knock it in. East will look to clear it. Can they get it out? Yeah, they will. McGinnity trying to dig it out at center ice along the boards. Now it's Romanski. Sends the pass ahead, but Rapids will not allow it to come into the zone. Taken away at the blue line. Now it's intercepted at center ice. Landon Dainel over skates, though. Can't get a stick on it. Long pass ahead by the Rapids defenseman. That'll be an icing call against Wisconsin Rapids. We haven't had too many of those here in this one so far. Icing the call. And that gives me a moment to tell you that Lumberjack Hockey and Lumberjack Sports brought to you by Ministry St. Clair's Hospital, proud to sponsor eSports because the world needs more great teams. Get to know them better at ministryhealth.org. East with a rare offensive zone faceoff here. It'll be DeVorney, Ben Feck, and Austin Cummings. Sam Romanski and Trevor Holcomb. East able to get a stick on it, but not all the way to the net. Now the Rapids defenseman will look to break it out. Long pass, they get it on the stick. And here they come, back the other way. Rapids will look, pass. Corbett made the save and then dives on it and covers it up. I don't know if that was a shot attempt or a pass to try to get it to the man on the back door, but Corbett got a glove on it. It fell at his feet, and then he dove on it to cover it and get a whistle. 3:20 to play first period. Faceoff will come to Ian Corbett's right. Ben Feck takes the draw for Lumbers. It comes right out to the top of the slot. There's a shot that might have got through and might have went a little bit wide. Comes to the corner now. Romanski will grab it there, send it behind his own net to Holcomb. Holcomb's pass is tipped away for a moment. Now East clears it. Feck picks up the loose puck and carries it in. Poke checked away nicely, though, from him. Now East able to hold it in. DeVorney held the zone. Now Cummings down, comes down to the corner to try to grab it. But the Rapids defensemen are so quick, and they send the long pass ahead. And we get a whistle and a stoppage of play offside the call. Now we had a big collision at center ice. Cummings went down hard, and so did Gage Simon for Rapids. Offside? No, it couldn't have been offside. They're going to have the faceoff in the east zone. Comes right out to the point. There's a shot. That got through. Corbett deflected it to the near boards. Battle for it there. East looks to clear it. And they do out to center ice. Thrown back ahead, though, by Rapids once again. DeVorney now with it. Looks to clear it out. And they're able to get it out. Andrew Daniel will chip it out. But once again, Rapids able to get a stick on it and throw it right back in behind the East net. Now they flick a pass ahead. Andrew Daniel's pass. Poke checked away as McGinnity was coming in to grab it. And now a deflected puck up into the east bench area by Piscula. And we get a whistle here with 2:18 to play in the first. Landon Daniel takes this faceoff for the Lumberjacks. Puck comes to the near boards. Once again, the Rapids defenseman will grab it and flick it in. East able to clear it. Puck slides back into the east zone and knocked out of there by Pascula. Thrown back in behind the east net again. They look to get it out. Rapids can't. Shot blocked that time by Andrew Daniel. Now Devorney, or that's Pascula there, trying to dig it out of the corner. Centering pass, and East able to get a stick on that and knock it out to the blue line where it's held in, though, by Rapids down into the corner. Centering pass again. Skater on his knees sends it out to the point, but it comes out. Rapids was changing defense when they couldn't get back out there in time to keep it in. Now East trying to get a change here. And Rapids will carry it in. Drop pass. Makes a move to get free. Shot! Corbett the save. No rebound that time. Hard wrister that time by Caleb Shorer, and Ian Corbett made the save with a minute 16 to play here in the first. 3-0 Wisconsin Rapids. Three quick goals in a span of about, I don't know, 3-4 minutes. We'll get the scoring for you between periods. Centering fast by Rapids again. Lumberjacks blocked that. Schumacher got a stick on that. They stay with it, though. Rapids still has it in the high slot. Under a minute. There's a shot. Corbett got a blocker on that to the corner. East looks to break it out, and they will get it out to center ice, where the Rapids defenseman pounce on it again. And they'll try to throw it in. That was kept from going deep by Romanski. Now knocked in by Cravens with the backhand on net, directed to the corner. Schumacher comes in on the forecheck. Rapids look to clear it. Now they've got a two-on-one. Here they come. Two-on-one into the zone. There's a shot. Corbett to save. The rebound goes over the top of the net. Corbett might have got a glove on that. Now the net comes off as Corbett backs into it. It's always the goalie's best friend. Under pressure, just back up a little bit, knock the net off. Its moorings happens a lot. Always accidental, of course. With 26.2 seconds to play here in the first period. Faceoff coming to Corbett's left. And here we go. Rapids with it. Out to the point. Send it down low. Down into the corner. Centering pass is deflected for a moment. Rapids has it. Now East grabs it. Here they come. Landon Daniel across center ice. He's going to carry it in. Can he get a shot away? Yes! And it's a tough shot that bounced up and over the top of the net. Came up on Gilbert and bounced over the top of the net. And that's how the first period will come to an end. So East with a scoring chance late, but Gilbert was able to knock that one away, and the first period comes to an end. 3-0 Wisconsin Rapids. Back in a moment, we'll hear from East coach Dean Rasmussen next. You're listening to Lumberjack Hockey, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
Getting your child home safely.
Tap your views together three times.
Is just a click away.
There's no place like home.
But making sure your child is in the right seat is just one of the steps down the road to safer travels.
I don't know how it works.
Find the right seat for your little one's age and size. There's no better way to get home safely. Know for sure that your child is in the right seat.
How can I ever thank you enough?
Get all the facts at safercar.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
What would you do with an extra $100? That's right, an extra $100. A Big Ben right in your pocket just for refinancing your vehicle at Cloverbilt Credit Union. But that's not all. With CCU's great rates, you'll save big bucks over the life of the loan when you refinance your vehicle. Cars, trucks, SUVs. If you owe more than $8,000 on your vehicle, stop in or call a refinancing specialist at Cloverbilt Credit Union. Even if you have less than perfect credit, no worries. CCU can help. We understand that there are events in life that can affect your credit. Our refinancing specialists are here to work with you to look at your situation and explore refinancing options. Chances are good that you'll be saving money when you refinance with a CCU great rate loan, and you'll receive $100 just for making the switch. Great rates, great service, and $100. What are you waiting for? Stop in, log in, or call Clover Belt Credit Union today. Offer applies to vehicle loans of at least $8,000 not currently financed at CCU.
You know a good teammate when you see one. Hardworking, reliable, and most of all, someone who knows that success is best achieved when people work together. At Ministry Medical Group and Ministry St. Clair's Hospital, we work with all of our patients as a team to make the best decisions for their health. That's why we're proud to sponsor Wausau East Lumberjack Sports, because the world needs more great teams. Get to know us better at ministryhealth.org. Ministry Healthcare. Knowing you better means treating you better.
Intercity State Bank has been serving the community since 1952 with financing for homes, vehicles, and business. Establishing a banking relationship with a local bank comes with peace of mind and convenience. Banking locally with people you know is a comfortable feeling. It's all about banking relationships, building community. At Intercity, our most popular checking is fee-free. And when it comes to home loans, people love the convenience of working with Intercity's lending experts. Our lenders are local people you know. The lending decisions are made locally, and our fixed-rate mortgages are serviced locally. It's a great way to bank. Whether you're purchasing a home, building, remodeling, or refinancing your home, Intercity is here to help. Put the expertise of our lenders to work for you. I'm Randy Balk, president of Intercity State Bank, inviting you to come bank with us, with locations in Wausau, Schofield, and Weston.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 433884.
Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio.
We're here with East Coast Coach Dino Rasmussen before the game with Wisconsin Rapids. Well, let's go back to Saturday just for a moment. That game had to be a bit annoying.
It was annoying. It was a tough game. I mean, it started out great, and that was kind of the disappointing part of the night is that, you know, we came out, we scored early. I saw our guys winning races to pucks, and I just remember kind of in my head thinking, all right, this is a team we can definitely skate with. We can walk out of here with a win tonight. And then, you know, the wheels just basically came off the bus.
You know, we had talked before about staying out of the box, and obviously some calls are right, some calls could be dubious, but you can't let your mouth get you in trouble, and your team did that a little bit on Saturday.
Yeah, we did that. We did not. For the first time in the season, I really thought our boys lacked some discipline, you know, overall. And I feel bad for them in a way. I mean, they're out there working hard. They're trying to play our systems. They're trying to do the things we're telling them to do. And it was just one of those games. It seemed like we couldn't get a break. And you know, our kids felt like they were playing another team and maybe the officials too a little bit. But even if that is the case, you know, we've taught these guys about discipline and we really put ourselves in a hole that we couldn't dig out of. And I really felt before those, you know, those 10-minute major penalties that we could have come back.
Let's talk a little bit about when you're working shorthanded, when you're going 5-on-3 a number of times and also 5-on-4, the importance of getting down and blocking shots. Your team does that well.
Yeah, they do that well, and it, you know, it's not something we actually work on a lot at practice. It's one of those things at practice where you don't want to work on it too much because you don't want kids getting hurt. You know, and to really work on it live, you're putting kids in danger, but we certainly stress it. You know, we talk about the importance of it and how you have to really sacrifice for the team, and, you know, every time we go out on a kill, I know one of us is saying, you know, you got to get in the shooting lanes at the minimum, and if you can block the shot, that's even better. So we do that well.
One guy who really stands out when he's out there on the ice is Landon Dano. We haven't talked about him yet. Why don't we talk a little bit about what he brings to your team and what he shows you when he's out on the ice?
Landon is just solid. I mean, he's solid in the locker room. He's solid on the practice ice. And, you know, he's solid on game night. And, you know, his skill set is pretty high. You know, for a kid his age, he's a 10th grader. And he's one of those players that his fire burns a little hotter than you can see. You know, and it means a lot to him. This game means a lot to him. And his performance means a lot to him, and our team's performance does. And, you know, the other night, like, you know, a kid like him, well, I felt bad for all the kids, but I really saw it in his eyes that this was really hurting him the other night and that we need to, you know, somehow find a way to be able to hold our heads higher after tonight's game. But, you know, we're so happy with Landon.
It doesn't get any easier tonight. You take on a Wisconsin Rapids team with only one loss, and that was to Wausau West. How do you slow down this team?
You know, we play our systems. Defensive zone has to be really solid. One thing I thought we didn't do well the other night in our defensive end was we were on the wrong side of their players, you know, a lot. We were not staying on the defensive side, and we were letting guys skate off the wall into the, you know, into our house and from below the goal line right to our net. And if we do that against Rapids, they have guys that can finish. You know, I know a little bit about them. I know what their top line can do. I know what their power play does. So we feel like we have a decent scouting report on them, but we really need to play a near-perfect game and get some bounces to go our way.
That's East Coach Dino Rasmussen back with more after this. Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.